congratulations, and finally, I guess you're probably delighted to make the announcement today.
Yeah, we're delighted. I mean, any world-class player that comes and plays for Glorga, I think it's a huge draw for all of us and a real lift for all of us. And Dale Steyn's been one of the best fast bowlers of his generation. I think that'll lift the dressing room and lift the crowd and provide a lot of excitement for our 2020 Gloucester competition.
Yeah, he's world-class. Glamorgan have got a rich history of signing some real top-class international stars. Where does he rank when you compare him to previous signings?
Yeah, look, I think Dale ranks right up there. I mean, he's been one of the world's premier fast bowlers now for a decade or so. I was lucky some time ago to play with Wacker Yunus and Rick Richards, and I know the impact that those guys had on our dressing room. And I've got no doubt Dale will do exactly the same. You know, to have to be playing alongside, pulling on the same shirt as a world-class player just lifts everybody. And, I'm delighted he's chosen to join us.
Yeah,
he
lifts everybody. Yeah. Can you help transform your fortunes in kind of all forms of the game, just having him around here, just his presence here, gives everyone a good look?
Yeah, look, I think, having a world-class player in your side, in your squad, for any competition is great, but I think, we look for that to have a knock-on effect across all formats of the game. You know, he's here just in that was 2020 class, but by having someone like that around, particularly for the younger players in the squad, I think it'll be a big lift for them, and, he's going to be coming here just in the right time.
Yeah, coming at the right time, having a real impact on the field, off the field as well, bringing crowds in. I guess that's a real hope of yours.
Yeah, look, when we sign any overseas players, we're very mindful that we want players to come in who are going to add some real value to the team, but also players that spectators are going to want to come into the ground and see. So consequently, we want to sign world-class players. Darren Sammy came here a couple of years ago. We've got Sean Tate later in the summer, again, one of the fastest bowlers in the world, plenty of excitement there. So, to have somebody of real world stature coming to us is a great lift.
Yeah, playing in the IPL at the moment, he's only played one game. That's not a concern that you might be a bit rusty when your eyes.
No, I'm not, because, I know how often those guys train and bowl, and whilst he's not played a lot for Gujarat at the moment, they've done very well in the competition, he knows what it takes to hit the ground running, if you like. He's been an international class bowler for a long period of time. He's very keen to come here. Talk to him about it. He's very excited about coming to Cardiff, and he'll be ready to go. I've got no doubt about that.
He'll be ready to go. Colin Ingram, ready to go for the T20.
Yeah, Colin's done a lot of work in the last couple of weeks, and we're certainly hopeful that he's going to be available for selection for the Surrey game at the Oval next Thursday.
Really good news today, a really big signing. Obviously the start of the season has not gone to plan, I guess. Do you reevaluate things? Do you concentrate more on the T20 now as a result of the disappointing start in the kind of championship?
Oh, look, there's no getting away from it. It's been a very disappointing start. Nobody's going to try and hide behind that fact, and we've got to work harder to put it right. I think we've got the players in our squad to do that. It's been encouraging to see some of our young players making an impact, and particularly Ben. It bodes well for a successful football career, but we're mindful that it wasn't the plan to start the way we've done. We re-evaluate our performances after every game, and we need to put it right. We're very conscious of that, and that's got to start on Sunday against Essex.